Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Mercedes. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Gomer Serbin, and I saw a charge on my bank statement for on the 21st for $7.95, and I was wondering what that charge was for.
Okay, yes, sir. May I please have your zip code to pull up your name to see what's going on?
78160.
Yes, sir, and thank you for the information. You said you're Mr. Serb. Okay, yes, sir, and only to verify that I do have the right person up, could you please verify your address for me?
P.O. Box 249, Stockdale, Texas, 78160.
Yes, sir, and thank you for that. And I did see that this started on June 21st. Do you remember a survey coming to your phone referring to a tactical bag and all you had to do is pay shipping and handling to receive it?
Correct.
Yes, sir, and that's just $7.95. But I do see that your bank declined the charge up to $67.32 today due to the terms and the conditions stating that with receiving a free gift, it comes along with the subscription of a factory direct savings store, which is an online gadget store that you can go into to purchase different gadgets. But I do have a confirmation number to confirm that it's been canceled, yes, sir.
Okay. I did not agree to a subscription.
Okay, yes, sir. So I do have a confirmation number to confirm it's been canceled.
So you didn't charge me the $67?
No, sir. Your bank declined to $67.32.
Thank you very much, dear. Really appreciate this.
You're welcome, sir. Would you like the confirmation number?
No, as long as it didn't come out of my bank, I'm happy.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I do thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.